Good morning, everyone. This is Sally and Unity with your 11 AM Zedlines. In local news, an augmented reality exhibition for the 2032 Brisbane Olympics is set to feature the Goat Lady of Birkdale. Isabella Alcock, affectionately dubbed the Goat Lady, tended to a herd of goats and lived in a dilapidated hut in Birkdale from 1957 until her death in 2019. Residents of the Redland region remember the Goat Lady fondly as a local icon, who was known to assist motorists involved in accidents nearby, and also occasionally scare away those intruding on her property with her trusty shotgun. An augmented reality experience welcoming visitors to the 2032 Olympics will pay tribute to the Goat Lady, showing a glance into the past to visitors when they hold up their phones to different spots in the exhibit.
A team of 40 citizen scientists have scoured the Paluma Range National Park, north of Townsville, for signs of cassowaries. None of the birds were sighted, but evidence such as footprints and droppings were found in the roughly 22,000 hectares searched by the volunteers. Understanding the habits and population status of the bird is vital given their key role in seed dispersal for a number of native plant species. Cassowaries are subsequently crucial in regenerating vegetation and ensuring these plant species don't go extinct.
And in national news, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is taking federal court action against Qantas, alleging that the airline advertised and sold tickets for thousands of flights that they had already cancelled. Between May and July of 2022, it is alleged that Qantas cancelled 15,000 out of 66,000 domestic services, approximately 1 in 4 flights. The ACCC is also accusing Qantas of continuing to advertise and sell up to 8,000 tickets for weeks after flights had been cancelled, and also failing to notify existing ticket holders of cancellations for an average of 18 days, and in some cases up to 48 days. A preliminary investigation led by the ACCC discovered that Qantas reportedly sold a ticket for a flight from Sydney to San Francisco 40 days after the service had been cancelled. Critics have also separately accused Qantas of scheduling and cancelling flights purposefully to remove their competition.
A Northern Territory ombudsman has recommended an extension of a legislative ban on spit hoods to people of all ages in custody. There currently only exists an operational ban on spit hoods for children, which Police Minister Kate Warden says is satisfactory. Commissioner Peter Scheuer has said police would also benefit from improved de-escalation training. The Northern Territory and Commonwealth's Children's Commissioners already called for legislative bans, but Northern Territory Police Association President Nathan Finn is advocating for the protection of their members.
In international news, prosecutors in Spain have opened a preliminary investigation into Royal Spanish Football Federation President Luis Rubiales after he non-consensually kissed player Jenny Hermoso on the lips at the 2023 Women's World Cup. A spokesperson for the Spanish Prosecution Office reports that they had received several complaints about the incident, but would launch a full inquiry if Hermoso requested one. Jenny Hermoso released a statement on the 25th of August reiterating that she did not like the kiss and it was not consensual, and also following the incidents she was asked by the RFEF to issue a joint statement with Rubial, justifying his actions. Multiple players from the Spanish women's team have stated their refusal to play any more games as long as Rubial remains in charge. FIFA have opened disciplinary proceedings against Rubial and announced on Saturday that he is suspended from football for 3 months, as well as taking part in official business and contact with other officials, pending an investigation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.